Item 11 is reports. Subset A is consideration for a contract with Sturgis Ambulance for Sturgis Regional Hospital. Lisa's got staff information on this.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Tonight before you is consideration of a professional services contract between Sturgis Regional Hospital and the ambulance. Sturgis Regional has a respiratory therapist. They have a single one, and they basically approached the ambulance to see if we would be able to provide after-hours respiratory therapy support for the hospital when that person's not on duty. Basically, we would be using existing paramedics. They are certified to do this procedure. They are allowed to do it under their scope of practice. They would be doing it under the direction of the ER doctor. But we would just be called in to take care of this procedure. If such a procedure is done 99% of the time, we would actually be transporting that patient down to a higher level of care, to regional. So we would either provide the service, but most of the time we're taking them anyway, so they would be under our care after they're discharged from the ER to do a transport. This is a contract through 2019, but it does have a 30-day window that if either party wishes to cancel it, we can do so in writing. So if it's not working for either party, we have that ability to cancel it. There is a fee involved, obviously, to compensate the service for the services being provided. And then they would work with us on the scheduling, so we would be able to make sure that we do have paramedics on the times that we do need them. Questions? Any questions on this?
I have a question.
Yep.
Can you tell me approximately how many intubations occur at Sturgis Regional in a month or a six-month period?
I want to say they did 32 last year after hours. We would kind of inherit is my off the top of my head. And they would be dispatched out, so we'd get a phone call through dispatch because we would be tying up, you know, a medical personnel. So it would be there would be a established process. They wouldn't just call up, and we'd have all the documentation that we would need to do. But
and that is for a 12-month period after hours. So they do more than that Monday through Friday from eight to four. But that would not be when we would regularly.
Mike, you were going for the microphone there.
I am not a medical support guy, but it seems to be that there's a possibility, I don't know how large, but there is a possibility that even some of our personnel might not be present. We wouldn't have the people available at the station to support the requirement. So what's the backup plan for... We're giving them a backup plan, but we have no backup plan for the support of both.
Doctors are certified to do an intubation. They may not be as comfortable or familiar with it. I know that we are very cognizant about making sure we have standby crew. So if we are dispatched out, I mean, there would be a crew in the station. So if we are dispatched out at that time, we would be calling for a standby crew. Which is what we do anyway. That's common practice. And then if we are dispatched out, like I was saying, about 99% of the time, we would be taking a transfer anyway out of the area. So we would still need a backup crew. Even if we didn't do the intubation, we would still be needing to do that transfer.
Any other questions from council about public input on this contract with the city? Bonnie, come on up, please.
Yes, currently their respiratory therapist is on call right now.
So we're giving them that payroll relief by providing this cover. At what expense to us?
We would be using existing staff. I don't have the analysis in front of me, but I know that the amount that we are contemplating charging in this contract does compensate the city for all expenses as well as the standby fees.
So you have to have somebody with those skills on after 5.
And we do anyway because we do anyway. A paramedic is on all of our shifts. So we do require, or we do schedule a paramedic for advanced life support right now.
So how much are we proposing for this contract at Regional?
It would be $20,000 a year or $1,667 a month. Yes.
Is there additional compensation if they actually have to do the task?
You mean through billing?
Would we be additionally we're being compensated the $20,000 for the people being on call?
Yeah, we would not be billing because that would be a service being provided by the ER.
But if our person is doing
it, and we're doing it under this contract.
No additional compensation.
Correct.
If and when that happens, then we do have the added expense.
But we would be taking them on a transfer. We do get compensated for a transfer.
In addition to this?
Yes, yes. All transfers are compensated, not necessarily at the full rate that we charge, but they are compensated.
Yes, it just seems to me that if we actually have to perform the procedure, $20,000 is for being available.
Any other discussion, questions, comments, concerns? Is there a motion? We have a first by Rhea.
Second.
A second by Dave.
If I could add, Mayor, this was vetted by our insurance company. They did review the contract and the language that was proposed, and they had no concerns with it.
Thanks, Lisa. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the contract, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Thanks, Lisa. Thank you.